This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're doing a series this week about the perilous state of the infrastructure in this country. The power grid, the water supply, the roads, all the stuff that an economy pretty much has to have to function. Except in this country, that stuff keeps on breaking. So this week, why it keeps breaking and why it's so hard to fix it in a series called The Weak Link. Today, interestingly enough, a piece of infrastructure that so far hasn't been built. A 4.5-mile stretch of would-be highway here in Los Angeles that people have been fighting over for 59 years and is, as it turns out, a real good example of why this whole subject is so hard. Because it's got everything. NIMBYism, bureaucratic tangles, haves versus have-nots, regional politics, and lots of money. It's called the 710 Gap, just northeast of downtown L.A., between Pasadena and the city of Alhambra, where two interstates, the 210 and the 710, were, once upon a time, supposed to connect. Instead, they just end 4.5 miles apart. To get there,
10 to the 5 to the 134.
This being L.A.
And then down. We're just going to put some miles on this, baby.
You got to take some freeways.
No such thing as too many highways.
Highways are built in segments, as the 710 was, up from the Port of Long Beach north to Alhambra. But when time came to build the 4.5 miles from Alhambra to Pasadena back in the 1990s, locals objected. They sued, and they got an injunction. And since then, thousands of cars every day have been dumping out onto surface streets in the surrounding cities.
And here it is. So you'd think, right, that this was going to turn into actually something, but what it is functionally is just a bunch on-ramp and off-ramp and exit ramps. Hang on.
We pulled off smack into the middle of the median.
Look at that. We're practically off-road.
At the stub end of the 210.
All right. Showtime.
To see this guy.
My name is Anthony Portantino. I'm the former state assembly member that represented the area impacted by the 710 freeway. And I've been concerned and opponent of this project for well over a decade.
Portantino is, as he said, a former state assemblyman. He's my former assemblyman, in point of fact, because, full disclosure, if the 710 gap is ever closed, it's going to mean those thousands of cars every day are going to pass real, real close to my house.
I don't deny that that there's a problem that needs to be solved. There is a problem that needs to be solved. My point is, let's actually solve it. And the best way to move people through the region is through a multimodal approach. Light rail, bus systems, traffic circulation. Let's do all of it, not just build a $10 billion hole in the ground that's going to make all of it worse.
Caltrans, the state transportation agency, and the L.A. Metropolitan Transit Authority have put four other options on the table besides that tunnel that Anthony Portantino called a hole in the ground. All of them would basically leave the gap open, but tackle traffic with light rail, bus lines, or fixes to existing roads. There is also an option to do nothing. But the 710 gap is at the heart of a regional transit network that serves more than 1 million people in this part of L.A. A network that, oh, by the way, includes trucks from the Port of Los Angeles, the busiest container port in the country. And after 50-something years, the end game might, and I stress might here, be in sight.
There's no beware of dog sign, right?
So here's an example of how much of a mess this project is.
It's got hardwood floors.
Back decades ago, when the original plan, a surface highway, was actually going to happen, Caltrans bought up 460 houses along the right-of-way.
Smells like grandma's garage.
Houses that it was going to knock down to build that highway. The highway gets blocked by a lawsuit. Caltrans, the transportation agency, now becomes a real estate agency, a landlord, basically, with hundreds of homes that are now in desperate disrepair. Garrett Damrath is the chief environmental planner for Caltrans.
At this time, we are working on selling all of the excess land that we have there. It's about 460 properties. There have been several bills passed in the California legislature that are directing us to sell those properties off.
Yeah, so the question is, how much is it going to cost to rehabilitate them and then sell them?
Well, what we're trying to do is sell them as is.
Oh, wow.
You get in your car, you drive 5 miles south of the stub end of the 210, down along those surface streets into Alhambra.
Doing nothing won't solve the problem. Complete the 710 freeway. Look at that. It's right up there on that banner.
And you get the sense that a fix really can't come soon enough.
here we are. Welcome to Alhambra, I suppose.
Alhambra holds a 7-10-day rally every year, smack in the middle of town, regional politics gone very local.
We cannot wait another 50 years. Let's close the gap.
Barbara Messina, the vice mayor of Alhambra, pretty much lays it on the line.
You know, it's basically the haves and the have-nots, okay? It was okay for the lower-income cities to give up their property to get the 710 to where it is now. Nobody made an issue of that. But because we're going further north now, God forbid, you know, the 210 going through La Cañada, you know, gets a little bit more traffic on it than we have to suffer with, so...
Bob Stevens is the president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. He has been in transportation planning his whole life, and the 710 gap is as intractable an infrastructure problem as he's ever seen.
It's a project that has been studied and studied and studied, and that gap in 710 from Alhambra up through South Pasadena has been a real old struggle. It may be a record on how long it's taken to go from... building the road from both ends and having that gap that they can't get completed.
Can't get completed yet is probably a better way to say that. A draft proposal on those five alternatives, the tunnel and the rest of them, is out for public comment now. Completion date? Well, yeah, TBD. We'd love for you to be a part of this series and help us report on infrastructure where you live and work. We've teamed up with Waze, the navigation app. Here's how it works. You download the app, you tap the report icon down in the lower right corner. You tell us about infrastructures near where you live using the hashtag weeklink, and we'll put all your reports on a map on marketplace.org.